defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Thursday, December 1st. 2016. We are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, would you believe me if I told you that junk mail could save you thousands of dollars? You probably wouldn't, but it did for one New York City woman. You see, she was preparing Thanksgiving dinner and took her engagement and her wedding rings off, put them down on a paper towel, and then guess what? They got thrown away. By the time she realized, the garbage truck had come and had taken her garbage to a garbage site in New Jersey. That's what we here in New York use New Jersey for. She then went there, searched through 13 tons of trash, and she was finally able to locate her rings because the trash bag had the recognized junk mail in it. She recognized her own junk mail. So, in that case, it worked. In most cases, it doesn't work. Let's get to today's big three headlines. First, while one heroic police officer is exonerated yesterday, another loses his life in a shootout. We'll talk about what was another emotional day for law enforcement and what President-elect Donald Trump can do to help gain the trust of our nation's police forces and smooth over community relations. Also, in a recent interview with a popular progressive radio host, did Jill Stein slip up and give her real reasons for calling for recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania? We have the transcript here. Plus, we'll go over the Green Party's, well, tepid response to this little circus act. And in a recently released article by Rolling Stone magazine, President Obama blames Fox News and drunk middle-class workers for Hillary Clinton's loss. We'll discuss why this bad hombre is still defending that nasty lady. Maybe he's wearing his beer goggles. All that plus Donald Trump and Mike Pence continue to save jobs even before they're sworn into office. Conservative media outlet Breitbart is going Fruit Loops over Kellogg's. And by a score of 134-63, Democrats once again choose the coasts over the rest of America. We have a lot to get to today, but first let's kick this show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, you guys know what to do. Check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Check out the new article by Robert called Free Speech. We'll talk about that for a minute coming up next, too. Plus, you can sign up for the newsletter and check out the new Rhino Rants. They're all there. Updated for December, our December 1st Rhino Rants. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air. You can follow me on Gab at Rhino on Air. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. And you can always email us, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance.
It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to this December 1st of the Rhino Report. It's Thursday. It's not a pole dancing Thursday. We'll wait about 3 years for that to commence. We'll probably, I guess, in 2018 do the Senate polls and all that stuff. But big shout-outs to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, Streaming Talk Radio, and KLRN Radio. And speaking of Red Nation Rising Radio, if you like the show Cowboy Logic over the weekend, I believe it gets posted on Sundays. I'm going to be on that show for about a half an hour. I think it's Sunday. If it's not Sunday, I'll get a text message in about 13 seconds telling me what day it is. But I believe it gets posted on Sundays. So check out Cowboy Logic, hosted by Don Newen, who is a legend in the arena of internet radio. And, of course, Donna Fiducia, the former Fox News anchor. So that should be fun. And you can check out Tina's Take. That's on Spreaker. Her latest episode, cleverly named episode number 3, that's posted up there. And she's also going to be on Red Nation Rising Radio Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern. So Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern on the Liberty feed for Tina's Take. So Tina's Take is taking off. I feel like it's my obligation to tell you why we don't do a show sometimes. Because we have this relationship, I think, right? You know, the host and the listener, and especially internet and podcast radio, you have a much better relationship with your listeners than, say, somebody who's on 500 terrestrial stations. They're just kind of out of touch with their listeners. So, most of you know, I am a business owner. And yesterday, I had tried to move this meeting. I tried, but the New York City wouldn't let me move it. What I'm trying to say here is that when you do work in New York City, as my small business does, in some instances, you have to go to what they call safety meetings. They're kind of stupid. They're pretty long. They go over things like if someone's on a ladder, don't shake the ladder. If you're 7 floors up on a set of scaffolding, don't do cartwheels on it. It's really very stupid stuff. But you have to go to it. And not for every little tiny job. Mainly bigger sort of capital improvement jobs, things like that. They make you go to them. And, well, I had to go. And, you know, what the terrible part is that sometimes they make you pay for them. It's like you get a job in the city, and now you got to pay to go to a safety meeting, and that meeting doesn't even indemnify you if something happens. You can't say, oh, well, I was at the meeting, so you signed my paper, and we're good, right? No. It goes right back on your insurance. It means nothing. It's just another way for the city to generate money. That's all it is. New York City needs money. It needs money in a big-time way. Big way. So that's why there was no live show yesterday. And then what they do at these meetings, they'll say, okay, with this job, we're going to use a different type of pipe. Now, with this pipe, instead of righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, you're going to have to go lefty-tighty, righty-loosey. Right? This is complicated stuff. And that complicated stuff takes about 4 hours to explain. So I tried to get out of it. I couldn't get out of it. Everyone that works on the job site has to go to these things. They really get in the way. They get in the way of progress. But that's the cost of doing business in New York City. So that's why there was no live show yesterday. I do apologize. I tried, but Mayor de Blasio wouldn't let me move the meeting for my radio show. How dare he? How dare he? You know, going back to this intro story for a second about the woman who lost her engagement ring and her wedding ring and then searched through piles of trash in New Jersey to find it, something similar happened to me. And I thought about it the minute I saw this story. I was working as a seasonal type worker in my youth at a beach, And they had cabanas and a pool and all this stuff. And I took care of all the pool stuff, you know, fun stuff. Got to, you know, do whatever 18-year-olds do at a pool when they're sort of working. And so the pool was closed. And I look out of the office. Now, the pool was on the beach. And there are hundreds of people on the beach on their hands and knees looking for something. So I walked out of the office and I walked up to somebody and said, "What are you guys doing? Digging for treasure?" And the guy says, "Sort of. This girl and her fiance over there, they lost her engagement ring and it's somewhere in the sand. Now they are sifting through probably, I don't know, an acre and a half of the area she determined to be the place where it must have fallen. They got shovels out. They got people with metal detectors out trying to find this ring." So he says, "Are you going to help?" And I said, "I don't think so. I mean, it's like literally trying to find a needle in a haystack." So I turn around to go back into the office and then get my stuff, go to my truck and leave. I look down and the ring is right there. It's right in front of me. Couldn't believe it. So I picked it up and said, "Is this it?" And she came over and she gave me a big old hug, and the fiance tried to stuff $100 in my pocket, which the ring was more valuable than that. And she says, "Is there anything I can do? Anything I can do for you?" And I said, "You know, as a matter of fact, here's my boss's name and his office. Why don't you write him a letter and tell him what a great job I'm doing here? That way I'm banking some brownie points later on in my career if I get in trouble or something." So I think that she wrote this letter. Well, fast forward about 3 months later, I got in trouble for something. I forget what. I was always getting in trouble when I was younger. And I say to my boss, "Well, you have that letter from that great job I was doing at the beach." And he goes, "What letter? I never got a letter." So that's the last time I do anything nice for anybody, even though I kind of didn't want to do it anyway. So that's my ring story. You know, there's the three rings of marriage, if you guys don't know this, right? You have the engagement ring, you have the wedding ring, and then you have the suffer ring. So remember that. You got the three rings of marriage. And this lady in New York, she found, I guess, two of them. Maybe she's working on the third. All right. Yesterday was an odd day for police officers. You had the exoneration of the officer in Charlotte for shooting Keith Scott. Right. And then we had last night a developing situation. I think a lot of us got the notifications on our phone about an officer being shot in Tacoma, Washington, which is, I guess, just outside of Seattle. And there were a lot of people who weren't real happy about what happened in Charlotte. I think the DA laid out a very convincing case, even though there are people who just don't want to believe it. And we'll talk about that in the next segment a little bit more. Now, as for Tacoma, Washington, this was a response to a domestic violence call. Two officers showed up. Unfortunately, only one left. This was a standoff that lasted about 11 hours, is what it says. Finally, coming to a head, I guess, at about 3:30 a.m., where they shot the individual who they believe killed the police officer. This individual was using two children as a shield. Human shield. So sad, very sad. To date, right now, he was the 132nd officer to die in the line of duty this year. We don't know his name. We'll find out. When we do, we'll give him a rest in peace here. We just don't know it right now. But when we come back, we'll finish talking about the Charlotte stuff, and, you know, Black Lives Matter isn't really happy about it, go figure. And then how can Donald Trump start to really finesse his way into the hearts and minds of the police departments across this country? He's already had step one, but it's going to be a multi-step situation. So we'll talk about that. And what's going on? People are keeping cool in Indiana now.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
Turn down that radio!
If this sounds familiar, you know it's time to address your hearing loss. But custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade, FDA-registered hearing aids for savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. MD Hearing Aid was founded by a Chicago surgeon determined to develop a hearing aid that was technologically advanced, simple to use, and most of all, affordable. Call 1-800-511-8384. You'll speak with a trained MD Hearing Aid professional who will match you with the best hearing aid for your needs. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. But you have to call right now. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-511-8384. That's 1-800-511-8384.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. It's Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. You can check out all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, all over the place. So this officer shot last night in Tacoma, Washington. It's the 60th one out of the 132 officers that have died in the line of duty this year. 60th one to have been shot. That number is just way too high. For the longest time, as long as any of us can remember, and it goes beyond Cambridge, it goes beyond Ferguson and Baltimore and Charlotte, it goes on for years ago, that this administration has painted the target on the back of law enforcement. People that go to work every day not knowing if they're going to come home, their family members don't know if they're going to come home, their kids go to school not knowing if mommy or daddy is going to be there when they get home. There is this complete disdain that President Obama and his entire administration, including the DOJ, going back to Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, they do not like law enforcement. They have been at this idea of community policing forever. Even here in New York, we had this broken windows policing, and we had this stop and frisk policing. That's all gone. You get the progressives in charge, and it's let's let the inmates run the asylum. That's the kind of policing they want. With this community policing, it does not work. Now, a community should have input. They should be able to voice their opposition or their support to the police department through meetings and whatever else. You do not need a council of people who are untrained, who are not qualified, to tell police officers and their brass how to do their job. Now, the average police officer has like 15 people telling him how to do his job, or her. Whether it's their sergeant, lieutenant, captain, chief, maybe it's a representative, maybe it's a state senator, maybe it's a governor, maybe it's even higher than that, the DOJ. They don't need another layer of people telling them how to do their jobs. And when you go back here to the case of Keith Lamont Scott in Charlotte, this officer Officer Brentley Vinson, who happens to be a black officer, has about a second and a half to make a determination. Here you have somebody who was unknown to police. Regardless of the fact he had an extensive criminal record, the police officers at the time did not know that. He was carrying a weapon. He wasn't reading Two Towers. He wasn't reading a book. It was a weapon. It was a Smith & Wesson. He gets out of the car. He's told to drop the weapon. Does not drop the weapon. You can hear over 10 times in the video the officers calling for him to drop the weapon. And I hear the liberals, and I see the liberals and the progressives and the left, the loony left, loony alt-left on social media saying, well, this only happened because North Carolina is an open carry state. That's what they think. Because it's open carry, so it must be open season on shooting black men who carry weapons. Well, see, here's where the whole argument falls apart. Open carry does not mean you have the right to not follow a lawful order, a directive given to you by law enforcement. It does not give you that right. When you're told to drop the weapon, you drop the weapon. You know what happens if you don't drop the weapon? Exactly what happened to Keith Lamont Scott. That's what happens. Also, he shouldn't even have had a weapon. If you're going to follow the open carry laws in North Carolina, he is a convicted felon. So the open carry argument means nothing. It holds no water. But it's what they're going to rest on. Because it's all about the guns. It has nothing to do with the person anymore. A convicted felon, somebody who had drugs in the car, was holding a weapon, has the community backing saying he had a book. This DA went over several different instances where witnesses went on social media or saw on social media that Keith Lamont Scott was carrying a book. He was just reading. That's all he was doing. He wouldn't drop the book. And then later on, when pressed by law enforcement, said, that really didn't happen. I couldn't see what happened. Or, yeah, maybe it was a gun. It's unacceptable to me to have this sort of a press conference every single time an officer has to use deadly force. Do you think it's something they want to do? They want to take someone's life? If you think that, then you are totally misguided. Totally. That's not what they want to do. And this is why you can't have community policing. Because they don't know what goes through this officer's mind. They don't know the training they went through. You can't have it. It doesn't work. And I'm tired of hearing this open carry nonsense. Tired of it. It's all they have to lean on. Because when the left can't lean on facts, they just make stuff up. All right, when we come back, we'll finish talking about this. And we'll talk about carrier. In Indiana, people are keeping cool there now. Hang in there, guys.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
Hello, everybody. This is Dick Sinclair. I hope you'll join me for the Polka Party every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6 Pacific Time right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. That's right. Not only Saturday afternoon, but also early on Saturday and Sunday mornings. So remember, join us for the Polka Party every weekend right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out rhinoreport.com. Got the new article up there, Free Speech by Robert, which I thought was interesting. He told me yesterday he posted the article in a conservative forum, and they deleted it. They didn't want it. And because Robert, in the article, makes a case about what is fake news. Is fake news everything that isn't mainstream? Is that what mainstream media is trying to tell you? And I thought it was odd that this conservative forum on Facebook deleted it. Deleted it. So maybe you should go check it out and see for yourself if you agree with what he says in that article. Now, Trump is going to have to, he's going to have to mend some fences here with the police department. Now, I know there are a lot of cops out there that are happy. Very, very happy that Donald Trump won. They were scared, quite honestly, if Hillary Clinton were to win. What was going to happen to them? Would anybody care about the job they were doing? Would they be regarded as heroes? Because she can tweet out whatever she wants. It's been her actions and the actions of the Obama administration over the last 8 years that have shown otherwise. See, what Trump's going to have to do, he's going to have to mend this disconnect between the public, law enforcement, and the federal government. Because there is a disconnect. He's going to have to start really taking his thumb off the scale, so to speak. See, with Barack Obama, he was so quick to jump into issues like whether it was Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, the Cambridge Police Department, Freddie Gray, very quick to come out and say what a tragedy it was and how the officers were wrong. These guys were doing nothing wrong, just minding their own business, and they were shot by police. See, I don't know if Donald Trump does himself any favors by necessarily coming out in support of the police right away. He's going to have to just sit back, absorb the information, and then make a statement if they choose to have him make a statement. That way no one can jump down his throat for taking one side or the other. That's going to be very important. Also, we have to figure out a way for the federal government to have better data collection. Data collection across the different police departments is abysmal. A lot of departments don't share data. They're unwilling to help each other. The FBI can only collect so much. So that has to be looked into as well. And that doesn't really have anything to do with the everyday beat cop. But it has to do with how law enforcement is viewed in the public when some of this data starts coming to light. Some places don't report some things. Some places don't report other things. So there needs to be better data collection. Again, none of this community policing stuff, it's garbage, it's a term, it means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. If you want to have an open forum for the community to come around and say, hey, I like what you're doing, or you're not doing this, or not doing that, and it just gets taken into consideration, that's one thing. To have a body of people who have zero experience in law enforcement, who are really just community organizers, we're going through that now, it makes no sense. They can't do that. Law enforcement is a very specifically trained job. And the average person, while they think they may know a lot about it because they watch Cops or they watch the CSI or whatever, Law and Order, you don't. You just don't. That's the bottom line. Even if you have family that are in law enforcement, you may know more than the next person, but you're not sure what's inside that person's head. Very, very hard to get there. They have to block out a lot of stuff in order to perform their job. Not easy. So Donald Trump has some mending to do on both sides, and I think he'll do it. I think he'll do it, and that's for the sake of our police officers. Definitely is. All right, we learned yesterday that Donald Trump and Mike Pence, they saved some jobs. Already we saved jobs in Kentucky, right, with the Ford plant, and now we're saving jobs at Carrier, which is owned by United Technologies. They were going to move to Mexico, and they decided now they're going to stay. Saved about 1,000 jobs. Now, the White House, they come out and they're jealous. They're real jealous. You have Josh Earnest come out this morning or last night, whatever it was, and he says, you know, he'd have to do that 800 more times to meet the manufacturing jobs that we created. Garbage. Total garbage. Obama has saved zero jobs. He hasn't saved. Maybe some were created, but jobs get created in most economies that work, you know, at a small growth anyway. There's been almost no growth with our economy over the last 8 years. So we asked to do it 800 more times. Listen, this guy has saved jobs. He's not even the president yet. He's the president-elect for 3 weeks. And he's kept two major companies. I have worked with Carrier a lot over my life. Carrier is a good American company. And Ford, keeping the plant in Kentucky. This is what happens when people start saying, you know what? Maybe it's not advantageous to move to Mexico and come back and pay a 35% tariff, even if we are paying less in wages. This is what happens. It starts happening already. You're seeing the economy. It's growing already, becoming more robust already. So sometimes it's just a perception. It's what might happen. People get excited. Now, there were probably some different incentives given to Carrier to stay there through Mike Pence being the governor of Indiana currently until, you know, January. But this is a company you had to keep here with United Technologies. They create jet engines. They do some of our defense stuff. So you got to keep them here. You have to make it so the businesses want to stay. And that's outside of just the tax cut, because we know he wants to bring the tax rate from 35% down to 15%, and that's really good. That's going to stimulate a lot of growth. But you got to give them something else. And maybe it's just that threat of having a 35% tariff. I know some people don't like it. I love it. I think it's a great idea. We don't have to do business with other countries. Nothing we get anywhere else that we can't produce right here. And I know that sounds like I want a trade war with China. That's not it. We just don't need them. We don't need them. So he's doing a speech today in Indiana at the Carrier facility there. People are real happy about it. The workers, I'm sure, are very, very happy about it. And then Trump and Pence are going to embark on their victory tour, the thank you tour they're calling it. I call it a victory tour because that's what it is. They're going to go through the Midwest, the upper Midwest, and the swing states, and they're going to thank people. Wow, what a novel idea. Thanking people for supporting you and not taking their vote for granted. What a novel, novel idea. Do we finally have an accessible president? Not a king? I don't know. All right, we come back. We'll talk about why the GOP needs to start listening up. Because their jobs may be at stake, too. It was their worst nightmare for some of them that Donald Trump won, and we'll tell you why when we come back. Plus, who's Obama blaming for Hillary Clinton's loss?
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. I guess over the course of the last, I don't know, 2 years or so, I've started to find myself become more of an isolationist. We don't need it. I mean, there's been so much talk over the last 20 years about this global community and it takes a village and ethnocentrism. I don't care about it anymore. I just don't. We need to look out for number one. We're number one. We have to come first. And if we can't come to an amicable resolution with somebody else, who cares? We don't need them. We are not the world's superpower because we rely on others. We're the superpower because they rely on us. So if we can make air conditioners here, if Carrier wanted to go, that's probably what Donald Trump said. You can go all you want. You're just going to pay a 35% import tax here, and we'll have another company join the marketplace, and we'll give them tons of incentives to start a small business and a low tax rate. So good luck competing with that with your lower wages. That's kind of how I'm thinking about it. I mean, yeah, there are countries out there that produce nice things that we like to have here, but we can grow avocados here. We can make toys here. There's no reason why we can't. No reason. And especially with tax cuts. It makes up some of that difference in salary that has to get paid to American workers. We build things here. We pay people here. We give tax breaks here. We stimulate the economy here. I don't care about stimulating the economy in France. I just don't anymore. Or Russia or whoever, Greece. It makes very little difference to me anymore. And maybe it took a Donald Trump presidency for me to finally come to that conclusion. Or at least a Donald Trump candidacy. So, you know, it would behoove some of these representatives and senators on the Republican side to really start getting on board here. And no one's really talked about this. There were so many that were so anti-Trump, whether it be in the primaries or in the general election or just days before, and Donald Trump would say one just little off-color thing, and they all went scattering like cockroaches when the light went on. They went scattering for the corners. Oh, no, Donald Trump. We're denouncing him and pulling our support. And now, this was their worst nightmare. The worst nightmare was Donald Trump won, and that's what happened. And now they're acting all giddy. Oh, we have a mandate. Oh, we have three houses, the White House, the Senate House, and the House of Representatives. We have three houses. We can get anything done. Hey, not so fast there, Jack. You guys were so quick to abandon this guy. You didn't win these. Donald Trump won these for you. And you know what? He can lose it for you, too. He can lose it for you. And there are a lot of people in these districts that saw what cowards the representatives were and saw what cowards the senators were. And I think we're going to see some of that. This is going to trickle down, much like trickle-down economics. It's going to trickle down. And here you have a guy who has so much influence in President-elect Trump that companies are staying. He's not even president, and companies are saying, nope, we're not leaving. We're going to stay. That's the kind of power he's wielding right now. So I'd be real careful if I was some of these representatives and senators, the ones who just couldn't wait to abandon ship. You guys know who they are. We talked about them ad nauseum over the last 6 months or so. It wasn't easy to get many of them on board, but now they're happy. It's like they think they can play this bury the hatchet game with Donald Trump. If you ever go to a local legislative meeting, you'll see people on both sides fighting with each other, right? This legislator's a Democrat, and this one's a Republican, and they fight tooth and nail. But then once they gavel the session out, they're best friends. Happens all the time. You know, for those of you who think that Democrats and Republicans in Congress hate each other, it's not the case. They love each other. They have good times together. Just when it's in session, boom, they're enemies. That's how it works. It's business. So they play this bury the hatchet game. I don't think you're going to play it with Donald Trump. He's a businessman. He's not a politician. And if you start trying to treat him like a politician, you're going to get railroaded the same way the businessman railroaded the politician in November. So I'm curious to see how they start reacting. And I think we're going to see it on the infrastructure. When they start putting up this infrastructure bill to spend $1 trillion on roads, bridges, tunnels, dams that need it, need repair, are in disarray, this is where you're going to see how loyal and how giddy they really are to get stuff done. It's tough to say we can't agree on that. I mean, I'm just talking about Long Island right now, but I'm here and I pay a tremendous amount of property tax, and I can't go 15 feet on the roads without having to worry about replacing my tire because I hit a 16-foot pothole. It looks like an Iraqi runway around here. And all of the money we're spending. So I think there's a lot of people that they can say, you know what? Yeah, we should have safe bridges. We should have safe tunnels. We should have safe dams. We shouldn't be worried about whether or not the Hoover Dam's going to get a big crack in it. We should just make sure it's safe. And that's where we're going to see what kind of divide there really is in the Republican Party. Are there those who are going to say, you know what? I'm still against Trump. Regardless, before it was because he has vulgar language. Now it's because he's supporting an idea that's considered independent or liberal. That's where we're really going to see it. And I think that's where a few of these people are going to make some hay when it comes to these primaries with representatives and senators in a couple of years. They're going to say, listen, look at your roads. This guy voted against it purely because it was a party line thing. Both parties are in big trouble. The Democrats are in a ton of trouble. They're in a ton of trouble right now. They are divided six different ways. And we'll talk about them in the next segment because they had a vote yesterday and they just voted to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, which of course is the definition of insanity. But the Republicans aren't much better. They're in trouble too. They're just going through this honeymoon period right now. But it's going to end. Going to end. So we'll talk about that when we come back, and who President Obama is blaming for Hillary Clinton's loss. It doesn't get any better than this, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood.
Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday non-pole dancing edition of the Rhino Report. You know, I wasn't looking at the time. This is irresponsible of me. I thought we had another segment to go. We don't. This is it. This is the last segment of the day. So we're going to talk about this Jill Stein recount stuff tomorrow, along with, I want to talk about tomorrow on the weekend show, the fight for 15. It got a little covered up this week, but there were a lot of protests and a lot of people walking out of work over this $15 an hour stuff, and I want to talk about that tomorrow, so that'll hit the weekend show, and then I want to talk about the latest call for the abolition of the Electoral College. Who's the latest idiot calling for that? So we'll talk about all that tomorrow. But first, today's show, first and foremost, Pelosi, she wins her, what is this, the 25th term or something as the minority leader or the leader of the Democrat caucus. She beats Tim Ryan of Ohio, 134-63, one-third of her votes. One-third of her votes came from Massachusetts, New York, California. So this is the coastal party. We all know that. They have lost touch with the middle of America, which if you didn't think so on November 8th, you have to know it now. Have to know it now. The reason she won is very simple, is she's a very good fundraiser. She raises a lot of money for people, and she went to these representatives and said, listen, I'll just stop fundraising for you if you don't vote for me. That's how that happened. It had nothing to do with she's good or she's not good. But in fact, for Republicans, that's fine. I'm fine with her winning because she's an idiot. So I'm fine with her leading the party. They have not recognized they have a problem yet. So that's fine. I'm okay with that. The last person, I guess, Heath Shuler ran against her a few years ago. He only got 43 votes. So Tim Ryan got 20 more votes than he did. I guess that's a step in the right direction for them. But they have completely abandoned the majority of their party, of their voters. And we'll talk about more of that tomorrow. Also, President Obama, he's, well, Rolling Stone article, he's blaming Fox News for Hillary losing. And he's blaming the middle-class worker who goes to a bar after work for maybe a little hot toddy after work. Yeah, he says, part of it is Fox News is in every bar and restaurant in big chunks of the country. And then he says, we spend a lot of time focused on international policy and national policy and less time being on the ground. So what he's saying is we're a lot smarter than you. We deal with these smart issues like international policy and national policy. We don't hang out in bars. Maybe we should do more hanging out in bars. That's kind of what he's saying here. That's what he's saying. You know, these places, bars, restaurants, doctor's offices, they put on Fox News because the other one is just so, when you put on the rest of them, it's so easy to tell how skewed they are. And Fox does have its tilt, I get that, but it's not as bad as the rest of them. But this is why Barack Obama is not considered the party leader of the Democrat Party. He's just not. Biden is, Pelosi is, Sanders is. It's the party has not done anything, no steps in the right direction, no steps towards youth, and they took about 8 big steps backwards in the last couple of months here. So, blame Fox News and blame us guys who want a beer every now and then for Hillary losing. Just don't blame her. Don't blame a bad candidate. Don't blame a criminal. Nope, not her fault. All right, last thing today, Breitbart, they're having it out with Kellogg's, huh? Got this hashtag dump Kellogg's going on because Kellogg's pulled all their ads from Breitbart.com and their 45 million monthly conservative readers. Kellogg says they're not aligned with our values as a company. So Breitbart started this dump Kellogg's thing, and they have a petition you can sign. 125,000 people have already signed a petition to no longer buy Kellogg's products. Frosted Flakes, Pop-Tarts, Rice Krispies, Cheez-Its, Eggos, Frosted Mini Wheats, Cocoa Krispies, Famous Amos cookies, Fruit Loops, all this stuff. All this stuff. You know, my concern here very quickly is that it's going to be hard for the rest of us smaller conservative outlets to now get ads if this is what's going to happen. But all right, we'll talk about this more a little bit tomorrow as well. But a big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please be safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.